little disclaimer that I, Mystic, am an employee of Wizards of the Coast on the D&D team.
Last time on Utopia Podcast, the party, having tried to fight Zazriel, losing Arudi in the battle, and fleeing through a Bogle portal into the Feywild, takes a much-needed long rest. And while they do so, on their alternating watches, each party member has a conversation with Godfrey, where they express their own wants, needs, desires, the things they've learned about each other in the last few days. Ziba is the last to take a watch with him. And that is where we find the party.
Over at Ziba. Libby. And just kind of up and around. I guess... God, I don't know. And Scylla just puts her hand on her sword again, stares kind of down at Godfrey's feet.
Watch continues. It's one final watch.
30 minutes of silence into that watch. Godfrey will break the silence with a complete non sequitur. You weren't in your armor that night at Wombston.
Yeah. No, I wasn't.
What was different?
I don't sleep very well. I don't think I have to tell this as someone who doesn't sleep at all. Some nights, I can sleep some nights. It doesn't happen often. But I'll walk. I'll go out. And it helps to be away and with the dirt and the quiet, and some nights I can sleep. And that night I could.
It's because you took a walk.
I took some time for myself. I don't get that often. And that's my choosing. I want to be here, but it's hard for me to get that quiet, and I grow things sometimes out there, and tending to it helps. And it's really the only thing that helps me sleep sometimes. Ziba you know how people will make themselves so tired and just throw themselves into a thing. It's that, I think. Scylla's just been wringing her hands the whole time, too, as she's been describing this, and sort of motioning, kind of kneading dirt.
body language changes when you talk about these things. Your hands.
I think when you care more about a thing, it moves through you differently.
There a reason why you didn't choose that as your profession, then? Why come out here and do all this when you find peace in the woods and in the loneliness and in the soil?
It's kind of a useless existence. I'm better out here. I mean, I thought I was. I don't. Track record the last couple of weeks hasn't been so good. I used to be good at protecting and upholding things, but I don't know. Fuck it. Maybe I should get back out into the garden.
Well, it's worth. I think that's one of the most useful things you can do. Without gardening, there's no food. It's the building blocks of everything.
You should come out there sometime with me. There's a patch. It's good land.
I will.
What would you grow?
Whatever seed I'm given, I guess.
What would you want to grow?
Let me think on that.
One final watch looms. Who do you wake up, Scylla?
Garrett, guys.
Scylla's gonna go over and just kneel down and just kind of very gently. I think what happens, I think I go over to Zimma and I just kind of scritch right here.
And Zimma throws an elbow.
It just goes right through Scylla.
Nice try, kid. Get up, hero shit. Last watch.
Not even breakfast ready. Roll over through Garagas before she gets up. Where are we sitting? It's still dark. Oh, where's Godfrey? He's just hiding in the dark, not moving. He wears black clothing.
There is a lot of bioluminescence around. So you can make out Godfrey's coat.
Okay.
I feel like the Feywild's never actually dark at night.
Yeah.
I feel like it's an actual thing we need to address, though. It's how are we finding Godfrey at night when he's in dark clothing and never moves? And also, he's the only one of us that's not this weird glowy see-through. Okay, and I go join Godfrey, still grabbing some sleep out of Zimmer's eyes. You seen anything?
Just a bunch of forest.
No, at least the portal's still there. I think.
Yeah. If it started to go, I would have let you know.
You can see that from here? It just kind of blends in. It's like where there's not light.
There's like a reflection off of the dew that's sitting in that one leaf.
Oh. So are you mad at me? I don't know, we've just been sitting in silence for a while now. I know no. Maybe I shouldn't have just jumped into it like that, or you know, asked him to throw me, and sorry if you think it was impulsive. I know I said I would work on that, and I was going to listen to you now, and...
I'm not mad at you.
You're not even looking at me, I think.
Well, in a couple more hours. We may have to go back and fight it again today. Are you ready?
Ready for a rematch? When am I not?
Yeah.
But is that really gonna solve everything? I thought violence wasn't the answer. This case, maybe it's the solution?
I think it's the only way if we want to get everyone out, not just us.
But, like, what happens? If you kill a god, we saw there he wasn't entirely a god, right? He got his powers from somewhere and they went somewhere. If you kill a god with powers and they have nowhere to go, what happens?
Guess we're just gonna have to find out.
Huh? You've talked to a god. She doesn't tell you these things?
Explicitly, no.
Like,
every god I've met, I've tried to figure it out.
If it destroys the powers because they have nowhere to go, is that going to destroy the domain? Because we're still inside it. I don't know. Could work in our favor, could not. But if he also has the big guy's powers and controls nature, I feel like that's kind of needed in the world, whether the god's a dick or not.
To be honest, Ziba, 2 months ago, I didn't know more than one god existed.
Yes, sir.
I don't know what's going to happen when we kill this god. But we'll find out. Sometimes it just has to happen for us to know.
So we're just going to screw around and find out. I've done that before. Usually it does not work out well.
You have another plan?
You want to just ask him nicely?
We can always try.
I'm just being kind of tired of everyone being mean. Like, what happened to, you know, the kindness? Is that what being immortal just does to you? It's like, Liv is kind of immortal and he's still nice, so what happened to their kindness?
I wish I knew. Maybe just a loss of perspective.
Maybe that's what we need to teach him. It's just perspective. And none of this war needs to happen. They just changed that. Sounds like all of the wars are. I mean, I don't have experience with any of them. But really, from all of the history lessons, Libby thinks I don't listen to, they just sound like people having two different opinions and then getting mad about it. If we just change the perspective so that, you know, they're not as mad about having different opinions, then they wouldn't need to fight. Sometimes you just have to sit down and talk about it. Maybe they just don't want to talk right now because they need to feel their feelings. That's valid, but look, we're giving him some time now, napping here, and we go back after he's felt his feelings and we can talk about it and maybe everything will be fine, right? I mean, he was in a pretty bad place. We go back and he feels all better. You know, sometimes if you're feeling sick, you say things you don't really mean.
Yeah.
Are you still feeling sick, Godfrey?
Feeling sick?
It's just sometimes, you know, you kind of react or flinch in a way. It's probably, never mind, it's not my business. But like, you could tell me, you don't need to hide those things. It's always better to talk about it. I'm not a kid anymore.
Once we have a good moment, we're not in a domain of dreams. Not to fight an unknown entity.
Well, I guess like it's kind of a factor right now. But I mean, not right now. I mean, we're just sitting here probably for the next few hours. And I'm not really good with silence, so good.
At this point,
but we've got to make sure everyone else can sleep.
The party having gained the benefit of a long rest. Godfrey, you hear kind of a coming from behind you, accompanied by regular footsteps.
I let everyone know.
Before you're able to walk toward everyone and let them know, you see the form of an Eladrin person walking toward you. No hand on one arm, and the other hand clasped in a bogle's. And the bogle seems to be leading this person your direction. Godfrey, you're able to wake everyone up. I assume Scylla is the first person you let know. Your passive is so much higher than everyone. Or sorry, yeah, Ziba. Your passive is so much higher than everyone else's.
Yeah.
I have no perception. I tried making that very clear in this one.
Yeah, I call out to wake everyone up.
I'm
Scylla bolts up, hand on sword.
There's still no breakfast.
As you call out, Godfrey, you hear a hello! And there's like a big wave. Jeez.
What did he get
from
there?
In the distance.
What?
Hello.
Do you know him? What is he? Can you see him from here?
You can stay right there.
I'm rather far away still.
That's really rather the point.
We can't really have a conversation through yelling.
I think he can, he's a little bit closer. This is a little awkward.
Maybe strangers is just a friend we haven't met yet.
Margus just yells, "What's your name?"
Elisar! Great friend name.
He's got a nice name.
My friend told me you found my hand! What?
Oh, shit. Oh, dear. We have that.
Well, we can't lend it back to you. Must
we know
we
where
keep
it is?
Yelling.
Obvious. Come on. Come on. Scylla takes her hand off her screen gestures.
He comes over and his like bright purple, like lavender and sky blue skin is like a stark contrast to the surroundings. His ears are very, very long, and he has like grayish, slicked back, long, straight ponytail. He's wearing a cloak that seems to be made of wisteria, just like purple flowers. Has like a silver chrome vest buttoned up tight with like a white shirt underneath showing a little bit of bright blue chest hair. And he's Ooh. Wearing sort of wide leg pants and common looking sandals. He indeed has his left hand wrapped up in some sort of bandages at the end of a stump about halfway down his forearm. His right hand is still grasping the hand of the Bogle, who's just kind of bouncing around happily now that he's become close enough to you all. He stays back about 15 feet, but it's close enough to have like a casual conversation or any sort of conversation. There, see, this is much better.
Sorry about that hand.
Can't just ask people about their hands.
No, but he started the conversation. We can if it was a start conversation.
I was told you found the site of the battle.
Which one?
Yes, we found your skeletal hand. The one with the tarot cards, correct?
Ah, the Taroka deck. Yes, you found the deck. Do you have it?
Scylla's already reaching into her armor. It's down a card.
Oh, no, you can keep it.
Oh.
Just glad to know I have the right people. Sometimes Bogles, you know, they're quite trickstery. Thank you, Carl. You may go. Bounces away.
Are they all named Carl?
Some of them are named Narbil.
I remember that.
Anyway, I've heard the story from the Bogles of your epic adventures. They've been keeping an eye on you, as well as everyone else in the grove, thankfully. I figured it seemed as though you need more information, and also taking over the quest that I have started. Thank you. Clearly you made it further than I was able to get, as I see that deck is no longer magical, and the Bogles fled from some sort of earth-shattering god fight.
Yeah.
What were you doing there?
Oh, I was hired, my dear friend.
And I'm sorry, your name one more time.
Elisar.
Elisar.
Would you like me to spell it for you?
You certainly could. I'm not writing it down.
E-L-L-I-S-A-R.
Wonderful.
It's a family name.
I'm sure it is.
Oh, lovely.
Yes. I was hired by a dear friend to release Dazriel from their hold, and it seems that in my need for medical attention, you all have taken up the mantle.
And so I'm sorry, you had come to blows in the backyard and tumbled through and sought medical attention here? Is that, and...
Well, I followed the Bogles through one of their portals, was ambushed by a bunch of red caps, lost my hand, dropped the cards, jumped back through with the Bogles, and got medical attention in my home, yes.
Who is Zazriel?
He has had many names. God of the Undead. The Nightmare King. Or as some like to call him, just a great old one. He's part of a small group of people that seem to create the fabric of the multiverse. The very existence of everything that is. Used to be good, devolved from that to his most recent moniker of Father of the Undead, God of the Undead, something of that nature. And so, my friend hired me to stop him from making things undead into just dead. It's important. Death.
It is. Who's your friend?
Oh, the god of death. Anubis?
Livy gets out his notebook.
Do you guys just get, like, drinks together? Or, like, how do you meet someone like that?
Oh, I'm his squire. We've known each other a very long time.
He hires people to be his friend?
No, I pleaded with him many centuries ago over and over and over again until he let me into his stead, and then I started doing the bookkeeping, and then things just kind of stuck. But being an Eladrian as I am, I understand the importance of the cycle of life. Death is not an ending, it is simply a rebirth. A changing, a metamorphosis, like the caterpillar in the cocoon and the butterfly that emerges. To subvert that is to subvert life.
So why then did Anubis want to release the god of undeath?
Oh, well, you have to release him to get into the pit to damage the arcane thing to then get out of the pit. But I heard you stabbed his weakened form and hence released him back to his previous form, which makes things a little more complicated.
I mean, if it works, it works, right?
Sure, do you have a plan? I assume you... We're on the same side? Are we on the same side?
Why are there sides? Why are there always sides? Why can't everyone just get along?
Currently, there is a side in which the nature needs to be balanced by the removal of the undead.
All right, well, let's hear his side, you know? Maybe he's got reasoning. Talk it out.
I'd like to be on the same side.
Great.
I just don't think we need sides. So just stop all this fighting stuff.
Technically, in the balance of life and death, there really are no sides.
I can work with that.
I got your sword, Scylla. I think you dropped this. Right.
Thanks. Scylla has also kind of retreated back a little bit in terms of where we're standing in the space. When LSR starts going into more detail.
Oh, one last thing before we say more things. Your friend is not dead.
Which friend?
The horned one.
Oh, Erudi?
Friend.
But I didn't even really interesting when you say that.
I'm Morgus.
Hello, Morgus.
Hi. Sorry. By not dead and the connection with Zazriel being... Is it already undead?
Oh, no. Gods can't kill gods. That's where I come in this scenario, or where you come in the previous scenario.
Are you Anubis' squire or Anubis' champion, or what's the difference?
Well, Anubis had previously chosen a champion, but they seemed to run off, and so the squire took on the task.
A champion can just run off.
You can try.
Does that make them no longer a champion, or do they just still stay the way they are?
It depends on the circumstance. Anubis is very forgiving. And apparently they've been in contact more recently. I got a missive about that a few days back.
May I ask you sort of a side question?
Uh-huh.
What about High Priest?
High Priest?
Of a given exist. God.
Those absolutely exist.
Right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question. Livy, by the way.
Well,
We have the marks on their feet that prevent our spirits from leaving. If we kill him, will we be free to leave the dream world?
I don't think we can kill him if he's the fabric of the universe.
You have marks on your feet? Who would do that?
Right? That's what I said.
Didn't it tickle?
No, not at all. We just looked down and they were there.
That is the oddest thing I've ever heard.
It is weird to interfere with the feet of others, right?
They stink. They're wrinkly. They're dirty. They go in shoes.
My feet are clean. I washed them.
Okay. I don't know that all of you. Sorry.
I use soap.
Nobody sees.
So your plan?
Dave.
Yes. My plan.
We have to go into the pit, disrupt the arcane sigils, and then kill Zazriel. Is that your plan?
Yes.
So your plan was to release him.
No.
In order to kill him.
Without releasing his true form, that kind of throws a wrench into things.
In what way?
He's immensely more powerful, and some may say immortal.
So the arcane runes aren't just going to solve things.
No, Gaia was very smart in her trickery, and she decided to imprison him away for eternity through her own magic instead of disposing of him, which, you know, as your friend has mentioned, being one of the few who helped create the fabric of the universe may not be the best idea. There's something else, I guess, that you should know if you plan on trying to kill this in... are you trying to kill him?
Well, you've just told me that we can't.
You could try.
Very convincing.
He seems very nervous at this. If anyone wants to give me an insight check, they can.
I'll give an insight check here.
Natural 20. Or 26.
24.
16.
Not worth mentioning.
18. Godfrey, as you see him like scratch his head and sort of start like tapping his heel on the ground, you infer that clearly killing a god is possible because he was tasked to do it. But that there might be an underlying thing that he's not saying that might happen if a god is killed. More so than the unraveling of the universe or whatever. That seems like a deception.
Seem extremely nervous. Elisar.
Well, yes. That is true.
We got into this little situation because the last person didn't give us all of the information we needed before going in.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're hiding anything from us, I suggest right now you tell us what it is.
Well, I assume since you are friends with Mr. Arudi and then in turn with Medusa and Nyx, that you understand that they got their power because when someone who's not a god kills a god, they absorb the power that they hold and become the owner of their dominion. Is that an accurate assumption? I'm gonna guess not.
No.
I'm so sorry. If you kill a god, you get their power, and that's how the new gods were created.
Dicks.
Aside from...
Well, I guess I know why the old gods didn't love the new gods.
They were a simple adventuring party, much like you all.
There's an inconsistency in these point of facts.
Mm-hmm.
You say a god can't kill another god and that Haruti's not dead.
Mm-hmm.
Yet why did we witness some very specific energies transfer from Haruti to Zazriel? Does the power transfer when a god is defeated?
As an old one, they're able to revoke powers whenever they want. But I have it on good authority from Narble 53 that Arudi is at the cottage with Medusa nursing his wounds.
Is that really Medusa? Is everything in there real?
She comes and goes. She's able to leave freely.
While you're being so forthcoming, who did Medusa get her powers from?
Well...
Or is anyone else trapped in that pit we should know about?
No one else in the pit, thankfully. This could be a very long tale, but...
We have about 40 minutes.
Is that how long until you need to go... do the thing. Have you tried cutting off one of your all's feet?
When mom's cutting off our feet?
Godfrey just gestures one hand pointing towards this person and then looks at the rest of the party.
Nobody is cutting off anybody's foot.
It could work.
It could be a last resort, but I'd rather keep my feet. Where they're at for now.
Very well.
So, if we do kill this god, even if we somehow are able to, there would still be a god of undead, right?
Yes, it would be one of you, whoever dealt the death blow. And also any powers he recently absorbed. And all the domains that he...
Well, that sounds like it would suck. You know, all this power, but people are just coming along trying to kill you all the time for it? Probably get pissed off eventually, too.
Surprised the peace has lasted 100 years. Can gank that all to, our dear... Dear friend Argos, but...
Is that the real reason these new gods started the war with the old ones?
I don't have an answer to that question, unfortunately. I know something's brewing. I don't know why. Could be anything.
If one of us becomes the god of the undeath, What would that mean for you?
Well, I would be tasked to kill you.
That's not great.
Well, then you would become the god of undeath. And who would be tasked to kill you?
Exactly, no, that brings up a
I would
very...
not act upon it. Well, I would not create minions of undeath. I would just simply take my power back to Anubis and the mausoleum and put it in a bottle and put it in a visage and then put it on a shelf and then they would be there forever.
Well, can we do the same thing?
You could try. Do you know the magic that Argos harnessed to lock all of the gods into the things?
No, you could teach me so I don't have to die. So we don't have to die.
It is
That's
possible.
A lot of new information. And you're professing to have an excessive amount of moral fiber. And or at least devotion to Anubis.
That's right.
Excusing the fact where he thinks it's easier to kill one of us than it is to do the job he was sent here for and kill the god that's out there. If we're debating the grounds of moral fiber.
It will be exceedingly difficult either way, whomever the person is.
Now, if one of us becomes the god of undeath, you would not strictly be tasked with killing us. There's a third option. Second option.
Possibly.
If one of us would be willing to give up that power, we could go with you, put that in the bottle, and be done with it.
That's definitely true.
Aye. But what about the other powers? Would that... Could only one person absorb all the powers, or could that be amassed across multiple individuals?
If you as a group dealt the final blow, don't see why it couldn't be separated amongst you.
Who wants that kind of power? It just sounds like people are going to keep trying to kill you at it. Making a god doesn't sound like any fun. Just a lot of responsibility.
This is probably relatively closely guarded information, and that your point is valid.
They started a whole war about it.
Oh, this is... They didn't used to know, though. People used to not. Kratos didn't want Medusa and Aruti to marry, do you see?
Kronos. Yes, another great old one. Keeper of time.
He didn't want the information to spread, and when it spread is when trouble started. It is what I'm getting at.
Medusa's whole reign is making a lot more sense here. The names make a lot more sense.
I don't know if they were good rulers before. I'm a historian. I'm trying not to cast unnecessary bias, but that seems to be what happened. So that's my knowledge.
Elisar, may I ask you two side questions very briefly?
Of course.
You said Kronos is the keeper of time.
Yes.
What about Zol?
Intelligence. Wit. Matter.
Thank you. Orcus just kind of looks at his hands.
Any other questions?
I think I'm willing to cut off my foot now.
He just kind of conjures a stump, sits on it, crosses his leg over it, and conjures a cup of tea. There's like a little saucer on his boot. He just starts drinking his tea.
What?
May I have a cup of tea?
Sure. He snaps.
Thank you.
It kind of like splashes as it lands in your hand.
Can I even hold it and drink it?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Ghosty.
Were you going to join us in this fight?
Oh, absolutely not. You've taken on the mantle. My hands will stay unsullied. I mean hand. It's new.
But it's did your job. What do you mean we took
not
up the
anymore.
Mantle?
Not anymore.
Where's your benefactor in all of this?
He's back. The mausoleum. You should know this.
Why would I know that?
What do you mean?
I don't know you.
You don't know me. You certainly know Anubis.
I don't
know. You don't remember your mother taking you to the graveyard?
No, why would you even...
She told you to cut your hand and place it onto the door of the mausoleum. And ever since, you've been able to hear magical tinkling or smell rotten eggs.
I remember the cemetery. I thought I left it back there. What is this?
I'm not sure I know how to answer that question.
What is he? Did he send you for me?
No, just a happenstance. Find Anubis's champion the same time we kill an elder god.
No, okay, hang on.
He's going to be very happy with me.
Wait a minute.
No.
Is everyone here a champion but me?
Zib, I'm
Marcus
not.
Marcus kind of raises his hand.
You don't know that. You don't know that. Pointing at Morgish.
It's not definite. I don't fucking know.
Maybe one step at a time. Friend, perhaps blowing the mind of us all.
Silizand is back on the hilt of her weapon.
It's not... What's that?
Silizand is back on the hilt of her weapon.
Yeah. Thing. We need to focus on what's ahead of us right now, and that's that we can't leave this dream domain until we cut some sort of deal or deal with Zastriel.
He's not much of a talker.
I think that's why this whole thing happened in the first place. No one talks.
He finds it below his station to speak a tongue that mortals understand.
Then we'll do charades.
With a floating ring of eyeballs.
I know Celestial.
He has plenty of eyes to catch all the details.
He speaks Celestial. We can communicate. I've already communicated with him.
He only speaks Celestial when he wants to make a point.
Hmm.
Language was made by mortals for mortals.
God, that's gotta be the most boring existence ever.
There might be a way we could use the sigil at the bottom of the pit to our advantage again. If you didn't break it.
You're not going, apparently.
We certainly didn't break that sigil. Are you talking about encasing him again?
Seems the simplest option. But this time we've rid him of his power.
I'm listening.
If you really want to kill him, though, I won't stand in your way. Sips his tea.
No, I would prefer the simplest solution where we all don't die and none of us get ungodly power that might go to our heads.
If someone takes away the power, you could take away the marks.
When we take away the marks, we free everyone.
Correct. According to what you've told me, of course.
So I hope that we do that.
Get a lead with that.
I don't know. Did you see anything? Did you learn anything about the magic before it went off?
We know it was Gaia's magic. We know that it was binding him.
I make a history check to see if I can remember anything.
I don't think Livy... I think Morgus is the one who got all the information about what happened with the magic specifically. Yeah.
Daniel's having a hard time. Morgus, I remember doing that Arcana check and like figuring some shit out. What the shit was, I don't remember.
Yeah, you saw that the vines were encapsulating both the armored cat and covering the whole of the pit. So it was holding more than just Zazriel, is also holding the Felidar. You are able to infer that the magic was held together by some sort of key, which was made to be the card from that deck. And by bringing the key to the space, the magic was released. So, if you know how to make any sort of magical entrapment that can be bound to an object that is a key, you could possibly do this again.
Morgus will think about all of that. Share all of that with LSR and the party, which I imagine I already have. And I'm going to start thinking about the underpinnings of all of that. Might get out a notebook and start to work on that, or try to.
LSR very animatedly will help you, which is more just like asking questions about what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And the insight that they provide would be very similar to the type of magic that Livy practices, like very bard-like insight in terms of magic. Less lore bard, though, and more just like charisma.
Clown ass.
I'm very pretty and so magic.
Pure vibes.
Magical magnetism, as it were.
These runes make no sense, but they look really pretty.
I like it.
I'm a calligrapher. What language? Figure it out.
Do a lot with just aesthetics.
You should see my spell book. It's beautiful. Wizard.
There's no spells in here.
No, it's not. You see this? This casts fireball.
Oh, shit. Oh, I guess I as you like get further in, there's a moment of realization from LSR. But before that happens, What is everyone else doing?
Scylla is at the edge of all of this. I think Scylla's stepped back a little. Still keeping an eye on the rest of the woods, but is absolutely stepping away from the party slightly.
Careful, if you go too much further, you'll be...
No, I'm here, I'm just... That was a lot.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about it? Just sit in silence? I can play some music?
Music might be nice. Thank you. I don't know what they were talking about. I'm not that. Music would be good.
And Livy takes out his lyre and plays not something like super peppy, but like not a dour note. Just nice background music that if you bother to pay attention to it, you're like, oh, that's really nice. That's really pretty. But you can just kind of like relax into the scenery. Look out without it obstructing you.
So we have three options in front of us. Is anybody feeling inclined to kill or capture a god?
I mean, I don't really want to be a god, but I can help.
I would prefer we capture him.
I don't know if capturing is going to let everyone free. Who's captured before?
If we siphon his power. Hopefully.
Yeah, to who?
Presumably it would go back to Arudi.
Or restore the balance to things? Not give it to Arudi, give it to someone else.
If that's how that magic works.
Keep it safe, lock it up.
I like that idea.
I vote Godfrey. Really
don't do that.
That is it. Thank you so much for listening. If you're enjoying it, please like, subscribe, leave a comment, leave a rating, ring that bell, do whatever you can do to support us, leave a comment. All of that helps boost us to help more people find us. And you know what? If you want to go old school, just tell a friend, share a social media post, do something like that. We have some other shows coming up that are really great. If you're not caught up on The Tale of the Forgotten Room, our December stream that's been released in three parts as a full-on audio podcast, go find those wherever you listen to podcasts. We also have But Then What? Season finale coming up February the second Tuesday of the month. And it's going to be fantastic. End of the season, you might as well show up, hang out with us live. And We May Not All Be Heroes is still out there wherever you want to order books online. You can find it. We really appreciate all the love and support. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Intro and outro by Nolan Clock. Everything else by myself and the cast. I hope you have a really great day.